Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy. Contrary to popular belief, this enlightening book argues that sheer willpower is not the key to personal transformation. Through a rich analysis anchored in psychological theories and enriched with stories from successful entrepreneurs, Hardy demonstrates that external environments and structured systems play a pivotal role in achieving personal goals. Author Benjamin Hardy, an organizational psychologist with a PhD from Clemson QU and a record of best-selling publications, lends credence to this narrative. His insights have been featured in top-tier publications like Forbes, Fortune, and Psychology Today. Hardy's expertise in psychology shines throughout the book, making it a compelling read for anyone looking to truly change their life, be it a relentless procrastinator, an ambitious entrepreneur, or an organizational leader seeking to understand the dynamics of productivity better. Join us as we explore why restructuring your surroundings might just be the ultimate key to unlocking personal and professional growth, leaving the myth of willpower behind. Willpower Doesn't Work. Discover the Hidden Keys to Success. Introduction. Discover how to seamlessly achieve your goals by enhancing your surroundings. Imagine achieving your most ambitious goals without constantly battling your cravings or fatigue. It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? But what if the secret to high achievement wasn't about fortifying your willpower, but rather about strategically molding your environment to seamlessly guide your actions? Whether it's avoiding a tempting dessert, following through with morning workouts, or meeting a challenging project deadline, traditionally, these feats are seen as victories of sheer willpower. However, there's a more sustainable way to succeed without tapping into your limited reserve of self-discipline every time. In this narrative, drawing from the real-life examples of numerous achievers, we explore non-conventional strategies geared towards optimizing your surroundings for effortless success. Here, you'll discover the critical role your environment plays in shaping your behavior and how you can set up a space that nudely nudges you towards your goals. Through these lessons, you'll see why a stress-free life might actually hamper your success, the counterintuitive benefits of focusing on potential failures, and why some successful entrepreneurs choose to let their digital devices run out of battery. Ready to redesign your life setting for easier and more effective goal attainment? Let's dive in. Part 1. Why shaping your environment is crucial for achieving your goals. Often, we hear the analogy that willpower functions similarly to a muscle. It gets worn out as you use it. True, you can strengthen it over time, meaning exertions today might make things slightly easier tomorrow. But is this incremental approach really the best way to foster self-improvement? Well, maybe not. When it comes to achieving goals, the persistent belief is that we just need to push a little harder, exhibit a bit more self-control each day, and we'll gradually become capable of monumental achievements. Yet, this notion might be misleading. Why? Because willpower alone is a relatively feeble tool in our arsenal. The central idea here is this: your environment matters more than your willpower when you're striving to reach your goals. Let's take the current obesity crisis as an example. Predictions indicate that by 2025, a majority of the global population will be either overweight or obese. Is this surge due to a collective crumbling willpower? Historically, our ancestors weren't necessarily more disciplined. They had less need to exercise restraint because their environment didn't present constant temptation. In the past, physical activities were part of daily routines, and food sources were naturally healthier and less processed. Today, we live in a world where sedentary lifestyles are the norm, and convenience foods are staples, creating an environment that passively encourages weight gain. But it's not all doom and gloom. The influence of your surroundings can be a powerful ally as well. To understand this better, consider Darwin's concepts of natural versus domesticated evolution. In natural evolution, species adapt passively to their environments, evolving traits that aid their survival. In contrast, domesticated evolution refers to the intentional shaping of environments to cultivate desired traits in plants and animals. This analogy extends to humans too. Many of us passively adapt to our environments, which might not always be conducive to our health or happiness. However, we can take a cue from the concept of domesticated evolution. We can intentionally design our environments in ways that promote beneficial behaviors and habits. This shift means setting up a workspace conducive to productivity, stocking healthy foods to encourage better diet choices, or even surrounding ourselves with motivated individuals who inspire us to achieve. The strategy, then, is to craft an environment that inherently steers you towards becoming your ideal self, reducing the need to rely on the unpredictable strength of willpower. In the segments that follow, we'll explore practical ways to transform your environment in a manner that directly supports the achievement of your goals. Part 2. Optimize your productivity by creating distinct spaces for work and relaxation. Working from home can blur the lines between your professional and personal life, raising challenges that distract and detract from your productivity and relaxation alike. The solution? It's simple yet profoundly effective. Clearly demarcate your living space into areas devoted to work and areas for unwinding. Here's the catchphrase for contemporary work-life balance. It's not just about working hard and playing hard. It's about doing them in the right places. Research and experience suggest that people thrive when they engage in a dynamic between two distinct environments, one that focuses sharply on productivity and another that promotes complete relaxation. This narrative centers on the concept of designing your environment with separate spaces, one optimized for work and the other for leisure. It's widely believed that leading a stress-free life is ideal. However, this perspective overlooks the benefits of what is known as eustress, an optimal level of stress that stimulates focus and performance. Eustress enriches your professional environment by keeping you motivated and engaged, reducing the chances of your mind wandering aimlessly. Consider Courtney Reynolds, an entrepreneur who splits her time between Denver and Las Vegas, adapting her surroundings to cater separately to work and rest. In Denver, Reynolds's setup is all about inducing eustress. Her apartment there is stripped down to essentials, minimizing distractions and maximizing focus. This space is her productivity sanctuary, reserved solely for work. Conversely, her Las Vegas residence is designed as a relaxation haven, with plush furniture and a warm color scheme that invite relaxation and socialization. This stark compartmentalization of spaces enables Reynolds to fully immerse herself in work when necessary and completely unwind when it's time to rest. This approach harnesses a critical psychological insight. Creative sparks and innovation often hit during periods of relaxation, not intense focus. Neuroscientists found that a mere 16% of major mental breakthroughs occur in work settings. The rest happen as your brain makes unexpected connections during downtime. By setting up distinct environments for work and leisure, you not only enhance your productivity during work hours, but also enrich your relaxation periods, which are just as vital for long-term success. This structured flexibility allows your mind to excel in both productivity and creativity, providing a balanced rhythm to your daily life. Part 3. Unlocking creativity through transformative peak experiences. Imagine hitting a creative block, a rut where every day feels the same and inspiration seems to have dried up. This was the world Oxenreader found herself in, surrounded by goals and projects, yet utterly unable to engage with them fully. That is, until she took a dramatic step that changed everything. On an impulse, Tish and her family packed up and embarked on a global journey. This wasn't just a vacation. it became a pivotal, almost sacred series of moments for Chish. As they moved from country to country, her perspective shifted, her mind opened, and her ideas began to flow with a vigor she hadn't felt in years. What Chish experienced is known as a peak experience, moments loaded with exhilaration and clarity, where perception is heightened and creativity flows freely. For Thies, traveling the world became that profound catalyst. The takeaway here is clear. Your creativity can flourish through embracing peak experiences. Peak experiences are not everyday occurrences. They are special events that stand out due to their intensity and their ability to alter our understanding and insights. Such experiences often occur when we step out of our regular routines and embrace new, sometimes challenging environments. You might be wondering, how can one enable such transformative experiences regularly without necessarily globetrotting? The approach might be simpler than you think. Start by taking yourself out of your usual surroundings. It doesn't require a far-flung destination. A new park or a nearby town could suffice. The key is to find a space that is novel to you. Once there, engage in profound self-reflection. Bring a journal. Begin by expressing gratitude. Then move on to assess your present situation candidly. Are you pushing toward your goals, or are you coasting? Next, elevate your thoughts to your broader aspirations. What are your ambitions for the coming months or years? Identify and articulate your deepest motivations. Ask yourself why, for each goal you've set. This practice of breaking your routine and embracing reflection sets the stage for peak experiences. While you can't schedule when inspiration will strike, you can cultivate an environment and a mindset where such moments are more likely to arise. Though they might sound mystical, peak experiences are grounded in the real and tangible change they can bring about. By deliberately chasing these moments, you're not just waiting for inspiration to strike, you're actively inviting it into your life. Part 4. Embrace decisive action to streamline your life and focus on your goals. Consider the tale shared by Gary B. Sabin, a successful CEO, about a camping trip he led with a group of Boy Scouts. Upon waking up after their first night in the desert, Sabin noticed one of the scouts looked particularly ragged and unrested. The reason? The scout chose to endure a cold, uncomfortable night without his sleeping bag, simply to avoid the minor inconvenience of packing it up in the morning. This story illustrates a common human behavior, avoiding minor discomforts even if it means facing a much greater inconvenience later. It's a clear example of how our avoidance of decisive actions can lead to prolonged hardship. The core lesson here is straightforward. Act decisively now and cleanse your life of unnecessary burdens. Consider the modern dilemma of digital distraction. How often during a challenging task do you find yourself reaching for your phone? Checking social media or browsing websites might offer a temporary reprieve from stress, but it sidetracks you from your actual goals. To combat this, take bold, firm action. Identify and delete any apps that distract you from your priorities. Making these apps unavailable removes the temptation entirely, ensuring that your willpower isn't tested unnecessarily. But don't stop at your digital habits. Apply this principle universally across all aspects of your life. If unhealthy food options lurk in your refrigerator, throw them out. They're just dead weight. Simplifying your choices in this way can drastically ease the process of decision-making. Psychologist Dr. Barry Schwartz, in his book The Paradox of Choice, argues that too many options can lead to decision paralysis, where we become overwhelmed by the choices available, leading to inaction or half-hearted efforts. By eliminating the surplus and focusing solely on what aligns with your objectives, you cut through the noise and free up mental energy to engage fully on your path to success. Ultimately, the practice of decisively removing non-essentials helps to create an environment where distractions are minimized and focus is maximized. It's about making proactive choices now, ensuring a smoother, more focused pursuit of your goals moving forward. This approach not only fosters personal growth, but also bolsters your resilience against the ever-present temptations that could lead you astray. Part 5. Leverage implementation intentions for more effective goal attainment. The familiar mantra of the power of positive thinking encourages us to believe that success is just a mindset away. While optimism is undoubtedly beneficial, relying solely on it may overlook a crucial aspect of achieving goals: preparing for potential failures. The pivot here revolves around a strategy known as implementation intentions, which significantly enhances your ability to stay focused and reach your objectives. So, what exactly are implementation intentions? They involve a specific kind of planning that anticipates potential obstacles and prescribes responses to them, effectively preparing you to manage challenges proactively. This method typically uses an if-then format to establish a direct link between a possible setback and your reaction to it. Consider this simple example. If you find yourself craving a soda, then you'll choose to drink water instead. By establishing this plan, you've created a clear directive for yourself that turns an abstract desire, avoiding soda, into a concrete action, drinking water. The transformative power of this approach is evidenced by its effectiveness in various settings. Studies show that students who employed implementation intentions performed better academically and maintained more consistent attendance. By clearly delineating how they would handle potential failures, these students were better equipped to overcome them. Beyond merely fighting temptations, implementation intentions also clarify when it's sensible to step back. Knowing precisely what your deal breakers are, those specific scenarios that signal it's time to quit, enables you to persist without the ambiguity that often leads to premature withdrawal. For example, an ultramarathon runner might decide that only a complete loss of vision is a valid reason to stop running. Such clarity empowers him to continue through less severe challenges, thus enhancing persistence. Implementing this strategy involves identifying your own if scenarios and deciding on the then responses. By doing so, you not only prepare yourself to resist temptations, but also equip yourself to recognize and respond to critical challenges effectively. This proactive approach ensures you're not merely reacting in the moment, but are guided by a well-thought-out plan that aligns closely with your long-term goals. Part 6. Enhance goal achievement with the strategic use of forcing functions. It's a common scenario. We know what we need to do: exercise more, work harder, spend quality time with family. But all too often, we find ourselves falling short of these intentions. Why is that? Factors like laziness, discomfort, or fear can derail our best-laid plans, leaving us with a feeling of regret. So how can we outsmart our own tendencies to procrastinate or avoid challenges? This is where the concept of forcing functions comes into play. The essence of this method is straightforward. Use forcing functions to compel yourself to achieve your goals. Forcing functions are deliberate constraints we set up that make it easier to do the right thing and harder to lapse into bad habits. For instance, if you want to ensure you're more engaged with your family in the evenings, you might leave your phone in your car when you get home. This simple act eliminates the temptation to check emails or scroll through social media, thereby forcing you into the desired behavior of being present with your loved ones. Entrepreneur Dan Martell provides an exemplary use of forcing functions for boosting productivity. When faced with a critical task, Martell takes his laptop to a coffee shop but leaves the charger at home. He knows the battery life limits his available work time, which galvanizes him to focus intensely and work efficiently, turning the constraint into a productivity-enhancing tool. Social accountability, another compelling forcing function, leverages our desire to maintain a positive self-image in front of others. By publicly committing to a goal, you enlist the help of peer pressure. The prospect of having to report your progress or confess your lack thereof can be a powerful motivator. For many, the fear of losing face or appearing lackluster in front of friends and colleagues can drive them to fulfill commitments they might otherwise let slide. Implementing forcing functions effectively requires identifying your specific goals and the habitual barriers that impede them. Once identified, you can set up appropriate constraints that guide you towards your desired behaviors. Whether it's placing time limits on your activities, making public commitments, or physically rearranging your environment to eliminate temptations, these strategies can significantly increase your chances of success. By proactively designing these functions into your daily life, you not just aim for success, you architect it. Final summary. The primary takeaway from our exploration is clear. Depending heavily on willpower to accomplish tasks or instigate personal change not only strains your mental and emotional reserves, but is also largely ineffective as a standalone strategy. A more reliable and less taxing approach involves shaping your environment in a manner that inherently supports and propels you towards your objectives. This can be achieved by integrating specific strategies into your daily life. Firstly, by using forcing functions, you establish constraints that naturally steer you towards productive behaviors while avoiding counterproductive ones. Secondly, implementation intentions help you plan for potential setbacks by creating if-then scenarios, which enhance your resilience and ability to stick to your plans. Additionally, the act of removing dead weight, be it unnecessary possessions, unproductive habits, or even toxic relationships, frees up physical, mental, and emotional space, helping you to focus more thoroughly on achieving your goals. In essence, by consciously designing your surroundings and routines with these strategies, you transform your environment into a powerful ally that consistently nudges you towards success, reducing the need for constant willpower exertion and making your path to personal improvement both clearer and more achievable. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.